You're obviously in Europe, so you're in proximity to the former Soviet Union. And I was talking about this at the top of the show today, that the people of Russia tolerated or endured communism, we'll just say from Stalin on, for about 50 years. People here in the United States have tolerated a similar form of communism or socialism, if we don't call it that, for about 50 years. And the election of Donald J. Trump holds the promise, as you just said, to begin the process of bringing it to an end. And the deep state, you mentioned deep state as well, Eben. The deep state is fighting back, and the deep state has let it be known, we're not going to let you take us down. We are not going to let you dismantle this majestic, this magnificent edifice of government and of tyranny that we have erected here. So I think that it is informative that the fake news media here in the United States has access to things that are happening inside the White House that they should not have access to, right?
Absolutely. But I think that Trump has underestimated their power.
Right,
and
okay.
I think he thought before he came into office that he could just be like a businessman and he could just make a lot of deals. But I think he is actually too inexperienced, and this is his problem. And I think it's very hard for him to know who can he trust, even within his own government.
Right, right. Well,
so it means that he is in a very difficult position. And if this is going to escalate, this war that there is between deep state, the media, and Trump, I think he will need the help of the people. There will be a sort of revolution, because I don't think he can do this alone.
No, he can't.
There is already a kind of civil war going on right now in the Western world, also here in Europe, but mainly now in the United States. And I think that people really need to wake up and they need to fight, because he can't do this alone. I really don't think that he's able to do this alone. He needs the people.